Right now, the noon business hour continues, presented by Old Second Bank.
Well, the markets are mixed, as you just heard, and we are talking with John Beaver, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services and registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates in Buffalo Grove. John, welcome back to the noon business hour. Describe what you're seeing on Wall Street today.
Well, right now we have market players that have hit the pause button on the market as they digest some conflicting data. As we heard earlier, GDP report was actually relatively good at 2.6% versus an expected 2.2%. But we have a tariff maybe on delay here. That could be a positive signal. The Federal Reserve has been softening their stance. That's positive. But we're entering a real key resistance level on the S&P 500 that market players are evaluating, and some other technicals are mixed at this point in time. And now we're starting to get some news of lower guidance on revenue and on earnings. And so putting this whole picture together, what we're seeing today is some volatility in the tech sector, but overall the market's not moving much.
And the tech sector is one of those that everyone's looking at today as well, because the earnings report was not so good.
Right, not so good for several. We've got HP, Square, Fitbit, Box, all in the last day have been negative. Now, right now, Square is actually up on the day, so they've recovered the little bit of loss they had. But let me take a step back and talk about where tech fits in the rest of the sectors. So with the sectors of the S&P 500, in the last 6 months where we've had this flash crash and then we've come back, this correction, we're almost back to the new high, but not quite. But when we look at the sectors, we have the defensive sectors that have actually performed better. And even today, we see the same thing. Utilities, REITs, telecom, health. Those are doing very well. An outlier up at the top there is actually industrials at position number 4. I kind of like industrials here, think Boeing. But we have tech near the bottom of the list. Now, what's interesting is that the equal weight tech index right now is beating the cap-weighted index. That means across the board, tech is doing better than some of the larger companies that were leading the way, think the FANG and mega stocks. But they're underperforming the S&P 500. So you've got Box that's guided down, Fitbit that has guided down, and HP, what's significant there is they're down on slower growth rate of 1.3% revenue growth, but they're lowering their inventory on what they call macro uncertainty and customer price sensitivity. What that means, customers want a lower price. If not, they're going to go somewhere else.
What do you recommend to some of our listeners who are listening to us today?
So we don't see a lot of upside in the market here. The P.E. ratio is maybe just a touch on the high side at 16.5. We do have the advanced decline line that's actually positive, so we could get more advanced, but I don't think much. I think we're range-bound here where the market is struggling, particularly on S&P. It is the 2820 level, and if we can get above that, then we might make some new highs. But that's a real key level right now that the market is struggling with. So I think we're sort of range-bound here. People that need money over the next 12 to 24 months, I think this is a good time to take some money off the table. They don't need it. They can leave it invested. And I would use this range-bound market to buy the dips. And we might even get as much as a 10% pullback at this point in time. I don't think it's going to be any worse than that because we do have an accommodative Fed at this point in time. I also like emerging. I think it's very attractive here. Once the tariffs get resolved, and yes, the assumption is that this will get resolved, I think that emerging could have a nice, strong rally ahead of it.
What's Fitbit's business? Is it just the wearable device, or do they have some sort of other business from which they derive their money? I mean, why are they being hit so hard? Is it because of wearable fitness devices and iPhones and iWatches? People are less interested in fitness. What's ailing Fitbit these days?
Well, I think it's actually more what's going on with the market as a whole. It gets back to this price sensitivity. It gets back to this overall, I wouldn't call it distrust, but everybody's starting to debate, what do I really want to do? Do I want my data out there? Do I want all this data out there? And Fitbit is more than just a device company. It's collecting all of that data, and then what are they going to do with all that data? So it's interesting because it's very disruptive. I don't think this is going to change. I think we're going to continue to see growth in that area. But it's the pause button. I think it's back to this pause issue. HP is a good example with that, too. Everybody's hitting the pause right now, and some of these areas have gotten ahead of themselves trying to evaluate what do the next 12 to 24 months look like.
It's interesting you talk about users' concerns about their data being used for things that it wanted to be used for. Because a year ago, we were having this debate about Facebook. Would people leave the site? Would Facebook take a financial hit because of the Cambridge Analytica scandal? And then there were congressional hearings. And when it was all said and done, Facebook was better than ever. So apparently, for a lot of people, the convenience of whatever technological device they have outweighs their concerns about data.
That's exactly right. And what we just heard in that previous segment, kind of scary in terms of even the data of your face, your being, your video image there, can be commandeered for something that wouldn't be so good. The same thing can happen with big data, but we seem to want the convenience. Ultimately, we want that convenience. And look at what we may be willing to give up in order to get that convenience.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. John Beaver, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services and registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates based in Buffalo Grove. And coming up next, Technology Thursday, advances in artificial intelligence that are mind-blowing.